A very strange story about a murder confession appeared today on the front page of the New York Times. It is certainly a prominent place for a news story to be displayed. But the confession in question by a man to murdering his five-year-old daughter appeared even before that on the internet. We're going to take a closer look tonight because the man actually confessed to murder while he was online talking to, and in this case, sharing some of his most personal secrets with people who only knew him through his keyboard. First, from ABC's Aaron Brown, the story of how the murder was revealed.
For 3 years, the 1,700 residents of Bowman, North Dakota, didn't even suspect a murder had been committed in their town. Five-year-old Amanda Freusted's death in a fire at her father's home was ruled an accident, and it would have stayed that way had her father, Larry, not allegedly confessed to setting the fire. His purported confession was emailed over the internet to fellow members of a problem drinker support group. Freusted wrote, "I let her watch the video she loved all evening, and when she was asleep, I got wickedly drunk, set our house on fire, went to bed, listened to her scream twice. Hearing her wheeze in the smoke, I could barely stand, looking at her bedroom door burning. These are things I can't forget." 200 members of the group received the message, including Alyssa DiCarlo in Manhattan.
"And I screamed. That was my first reaction."
But judging from their emails, most others in the group didn't know what to think or what to do, wrote group leader Frederick Rogers, a Rutgers University psychologist. "We have two responsibilities here, to ourselves as members of this community and to the larger community beyond." Rogers did not call police and questions whether others should have.
"I had no way of knowing for sure whether what he was saying was true."
Rogers and others decided therapy would be best, wrote group member Kay. "I don't think this group is enough. What a very painful thing in many, many ways." And others were simply frustrated at the turn their support group had taken, wrote one member, "Can we please talk about drinking? I need your help here." Only a handful of people who read Freusted's chilling words called police. Jim Shirk in Bremerton, Washington was one of them.
"It surprises me that so many saw it differently and so few felt the way I did. That surprises me and really saddens me."
Still, the case strongly suggests that many people have come to believe their most personal email communications are both private and confidential. And that's something the law doesn't allow, and the open nature of the internet cannot possibly provide. Aaron Brown, ABC News, New York.
We were somewhat surprised today that so many members of Larry Freudstadt's support group were so openly reluctant to think of him as a criminal or to turn him in. And it made us wonder yet again whether cyberspace is encouraging a whole new culture to develop. There are certainly the makings of a new language. The people who take part in these group discussions are said to post what they're thinking. And so they're posters. Those who only listen are lurkers. Over time, the group may become a virtual family. All families argue, of course, and if you raise your voice in cyberspace argument, you type in capital letters. That is shouting on the internet. When you insult another person, you are said to have flamed them. You can apologize with an emoticon, an emotional expression made by combining symbols on the keyboard. It actually looks more familiar to many of us when you actually put it this way. But is there a different mindset on the internet? We've been talking to Dr. Kimberly Young, who specializes in neuropsychology, including something called Internet Addiction Disorder. Dr. Young, is the internet and these groups really a special place with a different culture, or are they just like the rest of us?
Well, on one hand, the internet does reflect, I think, a lot of what society represents. On the other hand, it does have a culture all of its own separate language. What's interesting is that what might take you and I months or years to develop an intimate relationship may only take days or weeks online. The fact that you're anonymously communicating with other people allows you sort of the freedom of expression that goes deeper than sort of face-to-face communication. So subjectively, people feel quite intimate online in just a matter of days.
But confessing to murder?
Well, many times people find this sort of safe behind the safety behind the computer screen. They find that in general, it seems that they can say things. And oftentimes I find people forget that they're talking to other real people. It's sort of like journaling in a notepad, but an electronic one where other people are reading what you're writing. So sometimes that compels us to say things we normally wouldn't say or to be more uninhibited online.
Well, Dr. Young, in real life, you're very helpful.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Larry Freustadt, the man who got us thinking about all this today, will be arraigned tomorrow in North Dakota on charges of murder.